Summer is a time for camp. You know, swimming, making s'mores, telling ghost stories. A group of 9 students in Pocahontas County took those ghost stories a step further, spending last week learning to make short animated films at Monster Movie Camp. My good friend Brooke Schumann was the one organizing the camp. I'll admit, until I saw the kids at work at their movies, I didn't really understand what Monster Movie Camp was. It's day 5. The kids are all standing at their workstations, hurriedly putting the final touches on the illustrations for their film. Molly Cook is drawing the shape of a funny-looking monster with a magic marker.
I just like drawing. I'm only 10. I'm the youngest person in this class.
Molly is working on a short animated film about a legendary cryptid from Braxton County known as the Flatwoods Monster. After drawing the images, or creating a set with sculpture, the students use iPads to film their movies. They've spent days working on their small sets and filming their stop-action animation. Many of the students say they signed up partly because they like to draw. Jesse Kelly says he likes theater and performing and wanted to learn to make movies as another creative outlet.
I think I surprised myself on like a couple of things that I did because I didn't think I could do it that good. Like once I watched it, I was like, oh, that's better than I thought it would be.
The Pocahontas County Opera House hosted the 5-day Monster Movie Camp. Artist Brian Richards and writer Howard Parsons also helped teach the students how to animate stories. On the final day of camp, the students showed their parents their films, which were projected on a big screen inside the Pocahontas Opera House. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Marlinton, West Virginia.